It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. And when we talk about student loan debt, just where does all this money go? And by the way, the total amount of student loan debt in the United States is about $1.5 trillion. Well, of course, there's tuition, which can run you anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000 and up, depending on where you're attending school. There's room and board, and according to the College Board, that's typically another $10,000 to $12,000 tacked on top of tuition. And then there are the books. Since 1970, the cost of textbooks has increased at 3 times the rate of inflation. Andre Perry is a fellow at the Brookings Institution and a columnist with the Hechinger Report. Andre, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I remember being in college a gazillion years ago and spending lots of money for books, and I used to think $100 for a textbook was a big deal. How costly are college textbooks today?
Well, in real terms, we see students paying up to $1,500 a year. So they're spending the same amount as if they were putting a roof over their head or paying for meals for textbooks. And students can't eat a textbook. A textbook's not going to protect them from storms. Yes, they are certainly valuable and needed for an education, but these prices are just simply ridiculous, and they're outpacing the price and cost of everything from transportation to housing to even healthcare, believe it or not. So these prices are just insane.
So a couple questions for you on that. Are textbooks covered by financial aid? Can financial aid be used to buy textbooks?
Yeah, and yes, financial aid does cover, but that's part of the problem. We've never seen a tuition hike that a president wouldn't take for and so the more money that's in the system, the presidents and the colleges acquiesce and just keep increasing the price of an education. And so these hidden fees, what I think of them as being, are just an additional burden on the student, and it helps perpetuate the rising costs of or rising price, I should say, of a higher education degree.
So let's talk a little bit about the textbook industry. Tell us about why these books are so expensive. Can't students buy books that are used also? Do they have to go out and buy fresh new books off the shelves?
No. Well, the main part of your question is that the people picking the books are the people who are not buying them. And so faculty members actually pick the textbooks they will require in their courses. And I was a former professor and a former dean, and I never saw the price of a book. I just selected based upon who I thought was a credible author, sometimes picking books based upon my collegial relationships and my friends. And so publishers have no pressure upon them to find competitive products or create competitive products if the professors then say that this is the textbook of choice for the field. And just to give you an example, you know, some of the, particularly the books in the sciences and some of the professional fields, when I went to college in 1989, they may have been $90. Some of these books are now $300, $320 today.
Who regulates this industry? Because saying that a book is $300, I mean, I'm not suggesting that the content of the book isn't critical to someone's learning. I've taught, I've assigned books myself, but I'm just thinking, how does a book become a $300 book?
Right. And in many cases, it's almost the exact same book. Yes, there. And the short of it is there's not regulation in this industry. And so we should have regulation in some respect in regard to financial aid so that we don't have just an endless supply of money that can go towards books that are essentially required. And so all that free money, so to speak, is really just ballooning the price on everything in higher education.
What are the alternatives, Andre? I mean, I feel like professors are allowed to make a certain amount of copies. I know that. I understand the concerns about, taking copywritten work and making sure that authors are paid and compensated. I think that's critical. But we're talking about, as you mentioned, these are basic texts that need to be part of a basic curriculum in many instances. And I think this is disproportionately impacting low-income students, for example.
Yeah. And, you know, on my Twitter account, Andre Perry EDU, there are a couple people who are sharing their stories of stealing textbooks. And they were ashamed to say it, but they did admit it. And they're not alone. On the sort of nefarious side of the alternative is that students are stealing textbooks, reselling them in a black market. But something more sanguine is people are now resorting to things like book sharing, where people or a group of people pitch in to buy a book and they all share it. There are more open access materials now where they're essentially free to engage in, but many of the top authors are not part of those initiatives. Clearly, there's the used textbook market where you can buy used or you can rent books. But at the end of the day, the rising price of textbooks isn't controlled, and you will always find students who really don't know the textbook hustle when they come onto campus. And so many students are very discouraged when they see a $300 textbook. It floors them because they've never seen a book priced that high. And so eventually we do need some type of new way to pay for college, because the price of textbooks is just indicative of the rising price of higher education in the main.
Andre Perry is a fellow at the Brookings Institution and a columnist with the Hechinger Report. His column on textbook prices was recently published in The Nation, and you'll find a link at thetakeaway.org. Andre, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hi, this is Karen from Florham Park, New Jersey. I have two children in college. Their book cost is a minimum of $1,000, possibly as much as $1,500. And yes, it is definitely a burden, obviously, on top of tens of thousands of dollars of school debt.
My name is Matt from Portland, Oregon. I spend about $1,200 on law school books each semester, but my status as a disabled veteran means that VA pays for them as well as my tuition.
Hello, my name is Hassan. I live in St. Louis. My daughter just started school. The books were $700. We ended up going to Amazon and looking for used and rented books to make it cheaper.
This is Nikki from Arlington, Texas. I have a kid that's in university this fall, and we spent approximately $300 in books total for a full-time schedule at private college. And we rented used textbooks, purchased used textbooks from Campus Store, and ordered from Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. And this time it was not a huge financial burden, but next semester, who knows?
This is Ira Flato, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.